Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
So as you will have heard all week, 2FM is teaming up with AXA Insurance to celebrate the remarkable achievements of Irish women from diverse fields such as sports and politics and charity work and history and entertainment, aiming to spotlight the stories of women who have not only excelled in their respective areas but also significantly contributed to society. While continuing our celebration, we are delighted to feature a series of very special Studio 8 sessions showcasing some of Ireland's best female performers. Today, we shine a spotlight on Lyra, of course, an incredible singer from Cork whose powerful voice and emotive music have just captured the hearts across Ireland and beyond. Lyra, how's it going?
It's going great.
Busy gal.
Busy, busy and loving it. I'm best when I'm busy because otherwise I get in trouble.
Tell me about the tour. Touring at the moment. We're lucky to catch you before you head off again for another venue. How's it all going? Like, how are you finding everything?
Well, I absolutely love being on tour. It's probably like my favourite part of being an artist because you actually get to like sing your songs to people. As opposed to just like in the studio to a mic or like back in COVID days, your laptop and your neighbours hated you forever. So it's so nice to be back on the road and I'm playing new songs, which I'm very excited about. I think people are very excited about, so
we're all very excited about this. Touring must be so, it's stressful in a way, obviously very enjoyable. How do you mind your voice? Because it's a marathon. Like you really, really need to look after yourself. How do you mind your voice?
I try like on like when I'm not have rest days to like not do as much talking as I can. And like that will be like sitting in a hotel room by myself, like going through Netflix. Loads of honey, loads of steaming. I steam all the time. Salt water, hate it, but it's great for your voice. Bit of salt water, raw garlic and raw onions. I stink on tour, but at least it keeps my throat healthy.
Seriously?
Yeah,
that
raw
works.
Onion organic is like so good.
Okay.
I before like being on the cusp of like it going, literally apple style vibe with an onion. It was disgusting.
That
but
is disgusting.
It did work.
Okay.
I got through the show.
So you look amazing, you sing amazing, and you smell rank.
Rank, absolutely revolting.
Okay.
Won't be bringing out perfume anytime soon.
Listen, this morning you're performing two tracks from the debut album Lyra, which is out in April. Now, will these two songs, will they give us a good idea of the rest of the album, or is there any surprises in there?
Oh, they will. They'll give you a good old juicy treat of what's to come. But it's also an album where there's a few surprises in there. There's like my first ballad that I ever wrote in there. So that'll be nice. People normally know me from like belting from the rooftops or like dancing around and half nothing to my dance vibes. So I have toned it down and put in a little old ballad, which I love. Yeah, there's some good things in there. I think there's something for everyone in there.
Amazing. I can't wait to hear it. Okay, well, let's start with the first single off the album. It's called Chess. Tell us what the song's about.
So this one was great crack to write. I was at home, I was feeling very sorry for myself, but I didn't want to be like, oh, woe is me. I wanted to be very empowering. I was going through a point where I started out my career. I was trying to get moulded into things that I just wasn't. I kept being asked the question like, what box do you fit in? But what box do you fit in? And I was like, no bloody box. See the size of this arse? There's no box big enough. That's it. I'm out the gap. So I rolled with it for a while anyway. Sure, you know me, I just roll with the punches. And then I decided, you know what? I did feel like that my life kind of wasn't mine for a while. I was like this pawn on a chessboard, just like being pushed around. And I was lost and I was so unhappy. And I was like, right, enough is enough. And I suppose I wanted to write about it, but I couldn't go too finger wagging. I could have been kicked out of the music industry. So I was like, how can I do this and not get cancelled? So my dad taught me how to play chess. I was like, amazing, mindgame.com.
Yeah.
So that's how chess came about. Sat on my sofa in my pyjamas with my iPad, four chords, and that was chess.
And that was that. And this is it. Okay, so here it is. Live from Studio 8, Lyra with Chess.
Jen Zamperelli on RTE 2FM.
Lyra, that was absolutely stunning, amazing, just absolutely gorgeous. But I have to ask you, as a woman in pop at the moment, how are you feeling about just the incredible successes of women at the Grammys this year?
Oh my God, isn't it amazing? I literally was like, it was the first year I sat down and I watched an award ceremony and I felt so inspired. I felt like finally this is the moment where the struggle won't be as hard. Like I'm seeing, you know, women get up there, accept awards. I'm seeing women and men, I suppose, of all ages as well, which was amazing to see this year because, you know, sometimes you do think that it's very male dominated and it's very ageist as well.
Yeah.
So this year was like, I was like, there's a new beginning. There's a new day dawning.
We've turned a corner for sure, right?
Yeah.
We've definitely turned a corner. Of course, we lost an icon for musicians and women in Ireland in Sinead O'Connor last year. Was she an inspiration to you? Did you listen to her? Did you look up to her? I know you had a brief encounter at a Late Late Show, but you were too afraid to meet her. Is that right?
Yeah, I was. I was like so starstruck and I was like, I can't go up there. She's going like, who in the name of God is your one half naked walking around the back of the Late Late Show? I was like, oh, hi, Sinead, it's me, Lyra. So I just left that one off, which I regret. But anyway, she always was an inspiration for me. Like, I think anyone in the music industry, especially who is Irish, like if she isn't one of your inspirations, then it's just a bit weird because I think for her, vocally with me, was like a massive thing. You know, her vocals are so beautiful, so raw, so unapologetic, just so her. And I suppose for a while, that was something that kind of tried to get bait out of me about like pronouncing my THs, my diction being so bad, my voice being quite brash and raw and loud. And I suppose then I kind of went back to my roots and I was like, no, there's amazing singers like Sinead O'Connor, Dolores, who sing like this. It's okay to be that unique. It works for them. So
Dolores must have been a huge inspiration because I've heard you talk about her quite a bit.
Yeah, but she was rad.
She was.
She's like,
she's so cool.
She just done what she wanted to do and in every way. Like she sang how she wanted to sing. She looked how she wanted to look. She, you know, expressed herself as an artist how she wanted to do, like Sinead did. And I just really admired that because, you know, it did take me a while to get to that point. So now that I'm there, I kind of feel like I wouldn't have got there if it wasn't for them looking at them being like, you can still be in the music industry, but still have a pair of cojones underneath you, you know?
Do you feel pressure now for, you know, emerging artists? Like looking at you and, you know, you're just so successful in your own right. And do you feel the pressure to be a bit of a, you know, someone that somebody looks up to?
I do,
would
yeah.
Do you feel that pressure?
I suppose, you know, I kind of don't think about it a
to
lot
be a
of
role
the time.
Model, sorry, that's the word, a role model.
I actually do get a lot of messages from like mums and dads online being like, you know, thanks for being a role model to my young girl and my young boy and stuff like that. And I kind of have to re-register that because like for me, I'm just the type of person that I just don't really think about. I'm like, I'm just going about doing kind of what I love doing and, you know, what I've wanted to do. I kind of forget that people do listen to it and that concerts do sell out. And I kind of just forget that side of things by accident. And maybe one day the penny will drop with me.
Yeah.
Maybe after the album, I don't know. At some point it has to, I suppose, because I still think I'm just your one walking down the street that gets up and sings every now and again.
Well, that's what we want you to do. But I think sometimes, you know, you must feel pressure that you have to be this role model when you, like, you're just like, I was born to sing and to perform and to dance and that's what I want to do. So a little bit of pressure there.
There is, yeah.
You can handle it. You can handle it. Okay, let's talk about Drink Me Up.
Oh, she's wild. She's going to the wild side.
this is the next song we're going to hear. What is it all about? Lyra, tell me.
I don't even know if I could say on radio.
No, you
I
can.
Just don't know if I can.
You can on my show. You're not on breakfast now. Go on.
Okay, great. So hang on to your knickers, girls. I'm coming for you. This is my wild card. Like, this is me when I'd been through that massive breakup that everyone, their dogs, their cats, their fishes and their grannies know about. And I went to LA for a while just writing. And I kind of went a bit wild to myself. And like, I'm not the type of person normally to like, you know, let my guard down a lot. But by God almighty, LA grabbed a hold of me and I was just like, really? I'm going to go wild. I'm going to live this life that I suppose that I hadn't lived for so long because I was in a relationship. And then when I was heartbroken, I didn't want to go out. And this is my one point. So that's what she is about, that wild time that I had. And that's why it says, am I too wild in it? And yeah, I think the lyrics kind of tell you what it is. I actually feel a bit mortified telling people what it's about, to be honest. I'm like, oh God, the fear is coming in.
Okay, well, we better listen to it. Now, we just want to tell people a little later on, you're going to do a cover of an artist that you admire. So stay tuned for that. But right now is Drink Me Up live from Studio 8. Here we go.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. We are here with the brilliant Lyra in Studio 8. It's all very exciting. Her debut album. She's in the middle of a tour. We've just heard Chess and Drink Me Up. It's such an exciting time for you. You're so busy. What do you do in your downtime?
Mind my sister's kids.
Do I stay away from them? They're just
like, I know.
Like,
I was like, get those snotty German infested things away from
super
me before
spreaders.
Yeah, stop it. But I do that a lot. Otherwise, it's just...
chill.
What do I have to do next? I'm always looking at fashion because I just have to all the time because I want to try and keep ahead of the game.
So I had your penny snickers packed as well for the tour.
I'm literally need
they
to
the comfy
penny.
Ones for yeah. you for the tour
I
now.
I love them.
Okay, okay.
Literally, they're the ones. If I bring out a Lyra brand, it might just be those knickers.
I love it. Listen, always a pleasure to chat to you and have you in Studio 8. You're going to do a cover for us now. What have you decided to do?
I've decided to do Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball. I love this song. I think it was a massive turning point for her in her career. I feel like poor Miley gets a lot of stick all the time. And I don't know why, because I think she's an absolutely amazing artist. I think she's an amazing role model. I think she is does her own thing, lives her own life, which is what I'm all about. She won her first Grammy ever. Yeah. So I just thought, you know what? She deserves it. She deserves to be my cover, so...
we can't wait to hear it. Amazing choice. And here now with the iconic Wrecking Ball is Lyra, live from Studio 8.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.